After 100 years of environmental assault, Onondaga Lake in Syracuse became known as the most polluted lake in America. But now the final stage of a cleanup of the lake is underway. Our story comes from David Shenatry of the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.
If you grew up near Syracuse and your thoughts happen to turn to Onondaga Lake, certain words might spring readily to mind. Dump, putrid, cesspool. That's why this sound is so important. Those are hydraulic dredges beginning to vacuum up a century's worth of hazardous waste. Three are now working around the clock 6 days a week in the southwestern corner of the lake, one of the worst hot spots of contamination.
It's certainly one of the biggest Superfund projects in the Northeast.
Syracuse native John McAuliffe is the project director for Honeywell, the company responsible for the cleanup.
There's a cutter head on the end of the dredge. It breaks up the sediments, and then the 16-inch pipe sucks the sediment and the water, 10% sediment, 90% water, up through this double-walled pipeline.
That pipe snakes 4 miles to a waste site where the water is treated and the contaminated mud stored in huge plastic tubes. Over the next 4 years, Honeywell will spend more than $450 million removing mercury, PCBs, and volatile organic compounds, the industrial waste produced when it was the Allied Chemical Company. Only about 15% of the lake bottom will be dredged or capped with new material. But Steve Effler of the Upstate Freshwater Institute in Syracuse says it's a scientifically reasonable approach to solve the problem.
The real test will be down the road here in the next few years. Will the mercury content, fish flesh, drop? That's really a lot of what the target here is on this cleanup at the Superfund site.
On top of all that industrial pollution, for decades, raw and partially treated sewage flowed into Onondaga. Fixing this problem has been the other big part of Onondaga's cleanup, to the tune of $600 million of taxpayer money. The big push came when Onondaga County upgraded its sewage treatment plant after being sued by the Atlantic State's Legal Foundation. A necessary step, says Atlantic State's Sam Sage, because the lake had no constituency pushing for a cleanup.
Central New York is a water-rich part of the world. There was never a demand that we needed this lake in order to fish or swim or go boating, because we had the Finger Lakes, we had the Great Lakes like Ontario, we have rivers, we have streams.
Heavy rains still send raw sewage overflowing into the lake. The county is now implementing a program to save the rain through projects like roof gardens and rain barrels, with a goal of capturing 95% of runoff by 2018. The DEC says the ultimate goal is to make the lake swimmable and fishable. It's not there yet. There are strict limits on the number of fish you can eat, and swimming is still banned as it has been for almost 75 years. But there are plenty of boats filled with scientists testing the water.
Our main interest today is the nitrate data.
This one's from the Upstate Freshwater Institute. It's crisscrossing the lake using a winch to lower a large instrument to monitor water chemistry.
Okay, you can bring her up.
Ken Lynch, the man overseeing the cleanup for the DEC, says it's time for the public to embrace a new lake.
We're getting past the phase of implementing cleanups towards handing the ball off to the community to say, okay, what's the future use of this lake? What do you want to see for projects along the lake?
One visible reminder of the bad old days are the huge piles of white waste on the south shore, left over from the production of soda ash, a chemical used in manufacturing. The DEC says for the most part they are not hazardous, and while they will be studied, there are currently no plans to remove them. For WRVO, I'm David Shenatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.